from Atascadero State Hospital on the coast of California. This is the Backstage Pass chat with the recently incarcerated Mr. Phil Hendry. I just had an inspiration at the very bitter end of that thing where I had the Atascadero still up and I wanted to get a hospital room background, but I couldn't find it somehow. For some reason, I couldn't find it. So we're here at the ocean at the El Pacifico. Good morning, or I mean good evening, folks. Quentin is with us, and I've disabled the auto scroll, so hopefully everything's going to be good. Mike Nickus. Hey, Mike. I talked to you on Twitter this week, too, dude. Quentin. And also, Paul Dentino is with us. Nathan Smith. Apathy 2673. Cody Elms is here. Also, I saw Allie. Hi, Allie. And Aaron City. Bernie G. Yeah. Rick is here. Jeff. Hey, Jeff. How you doing, brother? Nathan Smith. Jeff Baker and Bozeman. So you finally got all that family stuff done there, Bake? I think I'll call you Bacon. I'll call the other guy Jeff. Or I can just call you Montana Jeff. We could call you Bozeman Jeff, and any other Jeff. Nathan Smith, I mentioned. Uriel is with us. Hello, Uriel, from Florida. And all kinds of people. Colby Jack, King Knapp. A lot of people. We've got a lot of new Backstage Pass people. We got to get them over to. David Jefferson is with us. Stephanie Kalist, I believe is how we pronounce that. Hello, Stephanie. This is Stephanie's first time, so everybody kind of be, you know, cool on your best behavior would be very nice if we've got, because I know you guys would be, and you're good people, but every now and again, you know. Luke is here, and Don, and Kenneth Peabody. That's nice. If this sounds kind of romper room-ish, I don't mean it to sound, but I do like to acknowledge the people that are, you know, it's not like I have the thing going, and I see Billy, and Tim William is here, Provo Polly, sweet. So we got Polly in Jersey, and we have a cat in Utah, Provo Polly. And David is, man, a lot of new people, man. And I thank you very much, because I realized that I was remiss in not inviting everybody. You know, I don't do that when we do the show. I'm like, you know, say, hey, make sure we do the Backstage Pass, and then I totally, you know, space on inviting everybody. So, Tony, hey, Phil, and all the BSPs, nice to be hanging out with everybody. Tony, welcome to the show. There's Sack Jeff is with us. River Rat. Hello, River Rat. What do I got to report to you guys? We're going to be at the Hollywood Improv in a week. A week from tonight, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv. Charles Fleischer, we've already got coming in with us. Charles Fleischer, the voice of Roger Rabbit. Great stand-up comic. Awesome voiceover guy, obviously. I mean, I think what Charles Fleischer probably made on Roger Rabbit, maybe that cat is like completely retired now, or maybe I'm just maybe I'm not really, you know, getting it. And Allie, thank you very much. By the way, Allie reminded me, she told me in the middle of all of the Gary Shandling stuff yesterday, she mentioned the passing of Ken Stevens, who was our president of SAG, and Ken Stevens was the White Shadow on TV, one of the all-time great shows. I mean, I love that show. He's like every basketball coach you ever had, at calling you by your last name, telling you that you're dogging it, telling you what a lazy jack you are, and all the while, you know, he cares about you. Oh, there's a lot of people home, Allie. Is that why? Okay, thanks. I thought it was because we were popular, but you're just saying everybody's got nothing to do. Okay, so that's why we have a lot of people checking in tonight. Thanks, Allie. Charlie, I got a kick out of today's line from Snooki. Yet a dude said, is there such a thing as tuning a trombone? The answer, of course, is no. True. I mean, I don't know. I don't play trombone. Bernie, Phil, I'm curious. Do you remember when Bud was born to the show? Don't remember him from Miami days. Bud, what did I say? Ken Stevens? I'm sorry. Ken Howard. God, what a... Sorry, Ollie. Ken Howard. You know, I met him on an audition 6 years ago. Big, tall, wonderful guy. I couldn't believe that a cat, you know, that, you know, that's the business. You're still auditioning. And there was a guy who was a big star in television. And just a few months later, I saw him in Michael Clayton. And so there you are. MD Phil Fan is with us. Stephen Miller is here. Beautiful. Now, what was the question? Bud was born, Bernie, as a guy by the name of Dave Delwiggin in Miami in 1990.
He sounded more like this. My name is Dave Delwiggin. And I was messing with the whole idea of brain injury
that doesn't debilitate your IQ. It just simply is kind of a nerve damage thing, right? Because, as I told you guys, there's a guy that I knew in Arcadia when I was growing up who rolled his Jeep over here in the canyon in Thousand Oaks. And the guy, I swear to God, I told you guys this, didn't I? And we're just talking, he said, so what's going on, man? I go, you know, like, what the fuck happened? I didn't say that, but
I rolled my Jeep over here, man. It's a brain damage thing, man. It's okay, you know.
But otherwise, the guy was, you know, very conversant. If I were president, I'd hire the guy and send him into, you know, negotiations with, like, I don't know, ISIS.
Hey, how you doing? I'm the guy from America, and what's up? I took a sword right through the head, man. Nothing can kill me.
So anyway, Mr. Henry, Kid Cudi, yeah. No, you're right. Ali is always correcting my pronunciation on stuff. Uriel is listening to the Gary Shanning flashback. Yeah, Bobby mentioned a daughter named Amanda. What happened to her? I think Bobby was high, and I think she just was trying to impress Gary Shanning. Yeah, she didn't have a daughter. I think she has a niece. Bobby has all kinds of nieces. That's what we do with our characters. Yeah, Cuddy Shark. You know, it was because of Ali that I stopped calling him Whale. And it was because of Ali that I, you know, pronounced. I mean, what can I tell you? I like the music, but I have no idea how to pronounce it. It's like I'm reminded of Jack Nicholson when they asked him, what's one of your favorite bands? And he said, Coldpack or some shit like that. A, he got the name wrong. B, he's a Coldplay fan. So, and it took him down a few notches, in my opinion. But Riverette, love Karen Dovell. Yeah. Yeah, Kid Cudi, who I love Kid Cudi's song, whatever that one's called. Thank you. Charlie, I wonder if we're going to have a show where Bud gets beat up so much that he actually dies and is magically brought back to life. Seems to me Phil's done something like that. We've had people die on the show with, you know, varying degrees of... It's too heavy. It's just too heavy. People dying, no matter what the comedy context, it's just too heavy. You know, everybody's waiting for them to come back to life. So I suppose we could do that. It is a funny idea, Bud getting his ass kicked by Margaret, getting a high heel to the head. We could have him, that would be good. MD Phil Fan is suggesting that we have Bud taken to the land of Elcott. Elcott the next step. By the way, I want to thank whoever it was who mentioned the ginger beer. And I don't know who it is, I don't even know if they're with us tonight, because I was talking about ginger beer the other day. And... Chris Norton talking about stag films and Nudie Cutie, yeah. Ginger beer is not alcoholic, and I made the mistake of buying a 4-pack of ginger beer the other night. By the way, I do not have any booze tonight. I got coffee because I am like, you know, I'm trying to wake up. I got up late today. I got to go over and help Lauren move tomorrow. I got to do a whole thing that's due on Sunday. You know, homework never ends, you know. I'm in my freaking 60s, man. I still got homework I got to get done by Sunday night. How about a close call and then Robert or the general do CPR? That's not a bad idea. Jeff and Bozeman, Phil, had my first Mexican mule in your honor tonight, then watched my fucking Hoosiers get shellacked by North Carolina. Yikes! Well, maybe that's a good thing. You can't go wrong with a Mexican mule, man, so I think it is probably best. Something bad could have happened. Rick Junes? Is it pronounced Junes, Rick? Because you got J-O-O-N-S. Ali, Mr. Henry, and people dying is the easiest way out when it comes to screenwriting. Yeah. That's right. Have them killed off. And it also when it comes to budget. But I got to tell you... Oh, Rick, that was you with the ginger beer. Awesome. Thank you, Rick. What was the name of Rick, give me the name of the ginger beer again, man, because I did not make note of it, and I apologize for that. They are damn good. The Mexican mule is good, as Cody Elms is telling you. What was your original inspiration for Jeff Herb Sewell? I want him for president. Jeff, Herb Sewell started out with a fascination I had with a guy by the name of Neil Myers on Mutual Radio. Mutual Radio was in existence in 1990-91. And Neil Myers had this beautiful voice. And I don't know if he was a psychologist or not, but he would say yes. He would take psychology. You know, people, I have a problem with my life. Well, that's wonderful, yes. And so I loved that voice. And then I had a fascination with William Daniels and the whole voice he had with Kit and Michael. I don't think... And then the whole child molester thing just, I took him way, way out to some bent place, which is naturally where I go with a lot of characters, and that's what happened. And so Herb started, you know, started talking, and I started to incorporate some William F. Buckley, you know. And by the way, I highly recommend going onto YouTube and finding the 1968 debates between William F. Buckley and, hold on, and Gore Vidal, when Buckley loses it and calls Vidal a queer. And in Buckley's mind, it was the absolute low, just shattering low point of his career, which I don't think he ever recovered from. Because later on, there's a great documentary called Best of Enemies. And at the end of the documentary, Ted Koppel has William F. Buckley on a stage somewhere. Buckley is now in his 80s, old and just sort of... And Koppel has the fucking temerity to play this tape again of him calling Gore Vidal a queer. And Buckley's like this. He's just devastated. And I'm thinking, Koppel, you asshole. You know, the guy's 80 or so. He was, you got to watch it. So there's a little bit of that spread around in there, man. All right, so Rick, where are we at here, man? Shit, I'm so fucking... Jonathan, do you have a truck with racks for moving? Nah, it's just some bullshit boxes that she's doing. We're having a professional mover do it. Nathan Smith, we couldn't do any worse with Herb Sewell in charge of their nuclear arsenal. And ginger beer, birch beer, liquid poop, apathy 2673 says. Well, I won't drink that shit, whatever that is. Drinking Kirin Ichiban beer. How about fellow beer? Who's drinking beer tonight? Baker and Bozeman, the Mexican mule definitely helped me feel better, so that's, you're welcome. There's nothing like a Mexican mule, man, especially in the summertime. It's a killer. Although I do recommend straight tequila on the rocks in the summer. Carlos, love the new extra hour of classic. There's so many to choose from. I'm happy one. And the guy that suggested that, Carlos, is one of our BSPs from Houston. And I got to remember the guy's name. I'm such a fucking asshole. But I did mention him on Twitter. It was a great idea. He said, Phil, can I make a suggestion? And I thought, God, that's absolutely perfect. Why are we knocking ourselves out doing a classic podcast, which I think are great, when we can just give you guys on the RSS feed? By the way, somebody in the comments section said, ah, fuck, now you guys are doing a 20-minute, we do a 20-minute free one to promote the BSP. For you guys, you get the whole shows no matter what. But this dude was somehow subscribed, and he was getting these 20-minute things. He was going, ah, shit, I got to go. There's an RSS feed for BSPs exclusively that you can... that you're on, that you can link to, so you don't have to deal with any of that shit. Okay? Rick, what is this, man? Ginger ale? Blenheim ginger ale. Cody, Phil, you had to give RC mouth-to-mouth once before. He felt the tongue slip. Yeah. Herb would have Randall Toomey for vice president. I think he would, right? Or probably Walter Belhaven. Walter, he owes Walter, you know. I've often thought in a massive... superhero battle between Herb Sewell and Walter Belhaven, who would win, really? Walter is just murderously devious, but Herb is also, Herb's out, he's out. Walter's still in, so Herb's smart that way. Let's see, better yet, he could go back to the Dave Del Wagon voice.
Dave Del Wagon is like this. I don't know if it's all that interesting or not.
Brandon Durham, King Cap, I'm drinking El Chavo from Blake's Hard Cider. Beautiful. Classic Hour is a good move. Mark Masters, thanks for letting me back on. You're welcome, Mark. You know, I'm feeling bad for you, dude. How's the court case? But anyway, okay, I'm here. How do I see? What's this, Scott? Okay, I'm here now. Scott, you got to go to the homepage, bottom of the feed. You'll see the box there. So click on here. Oh, he can't hear me. You guys are going to have to tell him. Scott, where's this dude, man? Scott, go to home page, click on there. I hope he sees that. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. All right. Nathan, yeah, that RSS feed is under the Bobby Moore option on the menu bar. Fantastic. Yeah, you know, this is something that I argued with those guys about before the new website finally hit the new design hit the page. I said, you know, we have to have this, that. And I would get into these arguments with them, and they said, no, you have to understand, this was much better. It's okay. Nobody knows better than me how this page should look, but I'm always getting people who are, you know, professional designers, whatever. Mr. Hendry, your dreams must be super crazy. I had a dream the other night, Ali. You want to hear this dream? I had a dream the other night that Poncho, our cat, wherever Poncho is, was in front of me, and we were looking out of a 10-story high window, and there was no screen and there was no glass. It was just, we were way up, and I said, look, Poncho, and he came in front of me and was sitting there in front of me, and for some reason I didn't have my hands on him because I didn't think he would ever in a million years jump, and he jumped. He jumped, and he just sailed down 10 floors, and I woke up crying. I told Lauren this dream. I said I was absolutely destroyed in this dream that he jumped. And I even woke up, I had tears in my eyes. You want to know why? Because I'd been drinking Mexican mules. All right. Thank you. That's what I think, anyway. William, checking in from Bill near Three Corners on top of the mountain, Virginia. Beautiful. Phil, have any BSPs over in the USA Desert Armies? Your show makes my day. Phil, you have any BSPs, or I have many BSPs? Well, that's great. I mean, everybody in... deployed in the, Afghanistan, Iraq theater, the man. I wish there was a way that I could absolutely verify that you are who you are, so we could, just lay free BSPs on you, because I don't think anybody in the military, that's how but I've always felt that way. I felt that way since the very beginning, and I don't know, man. I got to figure that one out. Reggie, I'll never forget the image of Herb pushing his wife out of the car while it was moving, and she kept talking on the way out. Yeah, her mouth was just, and I'll tell you something else, Herb, besides. And then I looked in the rearview mirror, and I saw her bounding down the street, bounding down the highway. Well, Herb, that's terrible. No, she's a stunt woman, so she got herself into a perfect ball. I saw this ball of a woman bouncing down the road. Phil, I'm in, Phil, old pal, seventh stranger. What's that? Scott, how you doing, man? I'm not sure I understand. I'm scared, man. I'm scared of what you're saying. All right, so did you guys get that? You want a voicemail from Herb Sewell, Scott? Then get a year's subscription, and you got it, dude. All of our year subscriptions are getting voicemails, I think, from me. We got Gabriel King Cap. I'm drinking Dork. You're welcome, Dork Cola. Just paste this link. Yeah, here it is here. Whoever was having a difficult time, was it Scott? Oh, Scott, you're in. Okay, never mind. That's what you mean by in. Sarah says, hi. There's actually a girl here. All right. Reggie, it was the only... That's nice, Scott, but we'd like to talk to her instead of you, but I'm just joking. That's fine. Good to talk with you, man. Reggie was the only way he could shut his wife up. He had to kick her out of the car. If Herb Sewell gets a government position, he can do that laugh every time he makes a speech on foreign policy. And what we're going to do... we're going to, what is it called, introduce ground troops. but when we introduce ground troops, it's more like a fist coming right through plaster. You see... Paul Dentino, Scott, congratulations on the female. Right on. Yeah, Paul. One of these days, maybe you'll bring one of those to the party. I'm fucking around. I'm kidding. Hey, Paul, when are you coming to California, man? You said you were almost going to come out here that time. If you come to California, Allie and I will hook up with you. We'll take you to dinner. You know, it'll be okay. We'll show you around. I mean, I don't have that much time, but I'd... I'm serious. I will spend several hours with you and get you acquainted with everything and show you where to walk so you don't get... You won't get mugged or anything, man. The worst thing that'll happen to you is you'll get propositioned by all kinds of dudes in hot pants and stuff, so you're gonna watch that. Which may be fine. You know, I mean, I'm not knocking it. Phil, how are the cats doing? Any update on getting a dog? Yeah, there is an update on getting a dog. We're not. I can't go to animal rescue. I just can't do it. I won't go there. I can't deal with it. But Lauren has some friends that just had puppies The question is, will the we're not sure which kind, what kind of dog it is, but I think it's a beagle. Now, beagles are yapping loud mutts, but they're perfect size for, I think they're perfect size. The problem is their energy level's a little high, and they like to dig. So, and I live at a very small postage stamp size lot, you know, about 3 blocks from the beach. The good news is we have the beach. The bad news is I live in a postage stamp size lot, so I don't know. Everybody gets high. Thanks. You're welcome, Phil. How are the cats? Coming up on my first BSP birthday, when did becoming a BSP start? In 1999, Jonathan. 1999, and the price was $6.95 a month. And I got to ask, is there anybody that has been grandfathered in at that price that's left as a BSP? Because when we changed the price up to $9.95, whatever it is, and that's the only time we've ever changed the price, and that was, what was that, 4 years ago? We grandfathered in everybody at $6.95. So whoever was at that price stayed at that price. So do we have anybody from those days? That would be fascinating to find out. Phil, have you ever fired a gun or are you just a ginger wimp? P.S. You're adopted. Yeah, I have fired a gun. And a pistol, I fired a 45. And I fired a, no, just a 45. And I fired my friend's 9mm. And I killed a man. Man, it felt good. No, just on a range, which I like that kind of shooting. But I will quote the great George Christie, former president of the Ventura Hells Angels, who I'm professionally acquainted with. When he was asked, what's your favorite gun? He said, the one I don't have to pull the trigger on. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the best answer I can give you. All right. Let's see. Do we have newbies in town? Welcome to the best chat on the planet, Jack. Carlos, yeah, we do have some newbies. Mr. Henry, one of my windows has no screen, and sometimes I open it, and I open it wide enough. He will sit all the way outside on the windowsill. It scares the shit out of me. I have to memorize how high to raise the window. Yeah. I tell you, Allie, I woke up. This dream was so real. And in the dream, I started to yell for Lauren, and I was crying in the dream. I said, I can't believe it. I just saw Poncho. He just sailed out. And in the dream, she was like, I could tell she was pissed, but she wasn't going to lose it. She was in the kitchen doing something, and she just, and I was apologizing to her, and I was like, fuck, you know. And then when I woke up, I'm like, oh, it's a dream. But I there was tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how fucking stupid I was. But I just never thought that, you know, a cat's that dumb. Poncho has epilepsy, so we worry about him going up on high places or going anywhere where we can't watch him. But it's the same thing as, can you imagine a kid who's being watched all the time? They get pissed off. He gets pissed that he can't go anywhere or do anything that he wants to do. So we let him out sometimes, and it's like, you know, just, well, whatever the fuck's going to happen is going to happen. But, you know, he does take his medicine. Mike, this week's things in the show that launched me into convulsions of uncontrollable laughter. I love this part of your chat, Mike. Anyone that climaxes on the phone from either taking a bath or or lifts weights, and virtually any time Gloria clowns Larry on the phone, right? Yeah, now who, somebody did three fucking curls, and it was as if the guy was just, it was like he just, I forget who that was, but, and Gloria this week fucked with Larry somehow and got him insane. Scott, we won the first round to see you at the improv. All right. We've had drinks a few times, dude. Yes, I remember, Scott. God, dude, you're Northern California, right? Or you're not, I know you're not Alan and his lady from Arizona. That was great to see you guys. So I'll ask tonight, Mr. Henry. Henry Khan, well, as I said last week, you know, we're working on sponsorship. And plus, we had a lot of people that didn't like the April date. And I'm told that the summer months are way better in terms of being able to get, you know, bigger spaces, rooms, affordability in terms of hotel rooms. It's hotter than hell, but who cares? You know, I mean, it's Vegas. So that's what's going on right now, Allie. You know anybody that wants to sponsor us? I mean, you know, but I got to have that conversation with Norm, and we've had some preliminary discussions with our sales guys. Because that's what you got to do, man. You know, I mean, I could, out of pocket, that's too much money. You know, it's like out of just reaching into my pocket and then finding a hole there. No, reaching into my pocket, for all you guys and the way you people drink, I would never, ever be out of hock. All right. Okay. Gabriel, hey, Phil, I'm an Army vet. Was that your last show? At the Improv, appreciate your thoughts on free BSP membership to vets, but I don't mind paying for your content. Worth it. Thank you very much, Gabriel. I appreciate that, brother. The guys that are deployed, and I talked to a lot of them when the Iraq War started. I thought, well, maybe we could get them some free BSPs. I'm going to talk to Alex about that again. But thank you. Appreciate that, man. Charles is talking to Mike here. I'm talking to the guy on the radio right now. By the way, remember, you guys, you can get in the running for a bag of swag. We're hashtagging World of Phil. And I laid a line out there today. The general said, you know, he did that one, you know, Marines make movies, Army makes history. And then the one from Bobby that we just heard again, which was, I got to get out of here. Steve's got warrants. When she heard Mouth Siren. Yes, I know. Mouth Siren's a guy that's got to come back. I totally fucking agree. Reggie, Phil, regarding the annual subscription, how do we upgrade to that if we're already on a monthly? Do we simply sign up for a new membership on the new member page? No. There's a way of upgrading, Reggie. And let me, let me just see. I don't want to take too much time doing this, you guys, but it's a good question. It's a goddamn good question, don't you think? I think it is. Everybody gets high, everybody gets low. Wait a minute, I'm going to have to just minimize that for a minute. Now, you go over here to... Oh, that's my account. I can't... There's a BSP subscriber contact... Well, I don't want to show you my account because then you guys will just get all... You'll start to steal it and shit. Let me just make sure that... Update profile. Edit password and account details. So if you go here, you see edit password and account details. Maybe this will do it. I don't know. So this shows you your email and your current password. Doesn't give you a change in terms of your account. I know there is. Oh, here, look, upgrade. At the top of the thing says upgrade. So click on that. Choose your membership monthly plan. This is the annual, and it's $677 a month if you go annual, which is actually a pretty good deal. Dude, I don't know, man. I think try upgrade, yeah. But I don't think you have to. It's not a... did I show you that? It's not a it's not a brand new subscription. Your name and your username and everything. And that was a huge, huge fucking problem. That, you know, I said to these guys, are you shitting me? And they're like, what? I said, the old way that we had people doing it was just lame as shit. You know, they're having to go through all kinds of funkadelia to get that shit done. And I said, that is not cool, man. All right, I hope that answered the question. Probably didn't, and I probably just carved that an ass, but I try to do the very coolest that I can with what I done got. Let me go back to where we were. I got... I hope you'll be able to make it out to the East Coast, Phil, from Nathan Smith. I will, Nathan, I promise you. All these places we're going to hit, you know, because, like I said, we're gearing the show back up. Allie, Mr. Henry, I will check with my guy there and see what's going on in Vegas the upcoming. That would be cool. You know, Matt, if the box is too small, all you do is go up to the corner of your page and you make the box bigger. You know, you can make the page bigger. Unless you're doing something, unless you're on some device that doesn't do that. Oktoberfest in Vegas for Henry says, Christopher Colby Jack, excuse me, Phil, you have sales guys. Did you learn from radio? Ha ha. Nah, they're okay. Hey, Bernie, what's your trucker name? Cody, I have some weird dreams also. All right, that's great. Phil, I hope that you'll be able to make it to the Atlanta. Bernie, I always wake up naked and screaming. Allie, Bernie's trucker name is Big Burn. Bernie, Jeff Zombie Wolf in honor of Frank Zappa. Serious? Jonathan, loving the beach scene. That's our El Pacifico right behind us, right behind me, Jonathan. That's... right at the jetty going into Channel Islands Harbor. That's a better view of it. And right out there is Santa Rosa Island, where one can go camping, you know, and smoking large. I mean, you can go camping there. Phil, any chance of upgrading this chat to chat roll? What is that, man? What's chat roll? See, I already disabled auto scroll. Why isn't it disabled? God damn it, I'm way behind here. King Cap. Nathan Smith, or just use the link. Let's see what we got here. Nathan has a link here. What is that to, Nathan? Oh, the chat. All right, where are we at, man? Gabriel, my fart wallet. Well, you guys are on it tonight. Jacob Nagara, hey, man, a little help, please. How do I get the video? Jacob, go to the, tell Jacob how to, here, I'll do it. Bottom of homepage. The box there. Click the link. I hope that does it for him there, man. Mine would be Bob Meat. Wasn't that one of our characters? Doing better than Custer is a favorite line. I guess my trucker name would be Ass Kick Street. That's sweet. Larry Spears is here for the first time in 8 million years. Larry, how you doing? Damn it, I almost forgot the chat tonight. I'm usually working at this time. That's right. Yeah, we lost you, man. We moved the chat to a later time, as I recall. So, Jacob, did you get that, brother? I hope that helps you. Tony, hi, Sarah. That was a great one. Where is everybody here? Hey, Matt, don't fuck around, man. I'm here, and I'm talking to you right now, okay? You fuck around. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to block your fucking ass, man. You know, that motherfucker puts me in a bad mood just seeing his fucking name here. All right. Carlos, Chris is at the Rusty Pelican with a cis pack. Hey, guys, it's miraculous. I'm still awake. Phil, can we get an update on your brother? Thank you very much. My brother, God, that's a good question. I haven't even updated you guys. My brother is now living in assisted living, and he is doing that by way of the VA and his insurance. He's healthy enough whereby I heard last time that he's pissing people off, you know, and being feisty and all kinds of shit like that. So, you know. He's doing better. You know, I don't deal with him on a day-to-day, but apparently he was, you know, giving Marianne and Joanne, my sisters, a bad time and, you know, bitching because why didn't you get this? Why didn't you get that? So he's back to being the regular guy that he was. It's a goddamn miracle that guy's alive. That's all I can tell you. It's a goddamn miracle he's alive. You know, it just is. He is not limping anymore. He's limping slightly because he had a very, very bad infection, almost lost his leg as the result of the diabetes that was, you know, running rampant in him. He had a bad infection, but he's all told doing well. Dara's 70, he'll be 73 this month. And, you know, it's a funny thing, man. I don't know, you know, look at Bernie Sanders. The guy's running for president and he's fucking 75. His brother is 80, and he's still doing shit in England. My friend Carm just lost his mother at the age of 92. My mom died at 92. Carter, my friend the Swede, his mom died at 92 or 93. So, you know, if you got some longevity, I think on your side, maybe you're okay. I don't know. But there's some people who are so vital in their 70s, and some people just... And look at Gary Shandling. The guy was healthy. I mean, he was doing great. It was a heart attack that no one saw coming. He had no problem with his heart. You know, he had no... You know, Paul, just that I recognized somebody's name, and then I saw the comment from that person saying, I don't think Phil's here. I've been sitting here talking, and I'm on the goddamn video, so I'm, you know... I'm not going to take any chances with certain people because I recognize who they are and I'm just not doing it and I don't give a shit. And they're fully fucking aware of the situation. You know, they've had contact with me and I've had contact with them and I've talked to them and they've talked to me. So they fucking know what's going on. All right. And I don't fucking forget, you know. So somebody was going to come into the chat. I don't mind people, you know, giving me a hard time about something I did on the air or they disagree with me about this. But if anybody tries to troll this fucking thing, you know, forget it. You know, we're just, I'm not going to deal with it. Okay, so there I am. So, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but I'm just saying, probably what I would have done better if just not said anything. However, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I am, you know, I don't know. All right. Thanks for the update, Phil. Glad your brother's on the mend. Wishing the best for both. Thank you very much, buddy. He, MD... Your grandmother died at 90, so that's Wi-Fi on the phone. I can't type fast enough. You guys on? Why don't you get on the? Are you on the video cast, Jonathan? He's doing good, man. And again, like I say, Dara's. I just think that there's just some good karma rolling our way here in the Hendry family lately. The fact that he's alive is a fucking stone miracle because whenever I first told you guys about it last summer, you know, early last summer, you know, we thought he was gone, man. I thought he was gone. I thought he'd die any day, you know, and I was just like, whatever you can do. When I first saw my brother, he was in and out of consciousness. The first day I saw him, he was in consciousness. The second time I saw Dara, he was completely out. And they had put him down into, and here's the thing, they had him on that fucking Michael Jackson shit, whatever that drug is that sort of just puts you into an induced coma. And the doctor said to me, I got to tell you, we've had him on this for like 48 hours, and you're really not supposed to have anybody on this stuff continuously much longer than that. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, there could be some brain damage. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know. I had no idea what was going to happen to him, but he pulled through. The thing about Dara is, he's a tough guy, but he's totally my opposite. He wears his, he keeps his emotions inside. He doesn't blow up at anybody or anything. He is just one of those guys that's, you know, quietly sort of doing his thing. But he's tough as shit. And he was in the Navy. I told you he was in the subservice and all that. You know, he and my dad probably take after each other that way. Whereas I'm just this free-spirited hippie and quasi, you know, libertine. Anyway, Nathan, Nathan says he uses Chromebook. Bernie is saying, today is my dad's 101st birthday. No shit. Happy birthday to Bernie's dad. Oh, he's no longer here. Okay, he's no longer here to celebrate. That's one thing Phil and I have in common. Our dads were born 1915. That's right. My father would be, your dad was a few months older than my dad, Bernie. My dad was born in October. So your father was born in March of 1915. Unreal, dude. Those old motherfuckers, huh? Those guys, I just don't, they kept on kicking, man. All right. Oh, my Phil is serious. Stephanie, what were you saying? Oh, my Phil is serious. Phil, hopefully this isn't too dark or weird, but have you ever thought about a final show like when Phil goes to heaven many years from now? I mean, the panel will be lost. I don't know. Look at you guys. I would say this. Can we send Bobby Dooley through the chat? I'm lonely. I don't want to go out the way Dick Shawn went out, which is he died on stage, and everybody thought it was a joke. But in a lot of ways, that sounds pretty funny. You know, I mean, I'd rather not, but Dick Shawn died on stage, and people thought it was part of the play. And I think that's just... that's perfect. I mean, that's just goddamn perfect. Until they finally lower the curtain. And, you know, I wonder if people thought the assassination of Lincoln was part of the play. You know? No. Somebody, I've read a lot about the Lincoln assassination. There were some people who thought, oh, it's a firework, or yes, this is part of the play. And a very bizarre part of the play. And then John Wilkes Booth jumped from the thing, the box. And now you're seeing this famous actor. You're going, oh, this has got to be part of the play where he kills the president and then runs out of the theater. Is that really? I don't know. Cody, Phil, hopefully this isn't too... Okay, Brandon, Allie, I was actually surprised too. Ha ha, he might fight his way off a hold. Can you send Bobby Dooley through the phone? Jonathan, I can't type fast enough on the phone. Loving the computer chat. Loving Phil. Loving BSPs. Thank you. Mr. Hendry, who won the dinner with you in L.A.? We are still... You know, we pulled a name and we haven't heard from that person. I'm going to have to announce who that person is. Because we pulled the fucking name and we have emailed this person repeatedly and we haven't heard from them. That's the last I heard from Alex on that. Maybe we'll just do it again, pull another name or something. Nathan, Reggie, send Margaret through the phone. Phil, can you do a character on the show about Dara? He seems like a great guy, would be fun. You mean do a character like my brother Dara? Hey, buddy, this is my brother. Hey, Phil. Yeah, Dara? Hey, man, what's going on? That's the way he is. Hey, do you know where Marianne and Joanne, they were going to get me underwear, man. Do you know where that is? I don't know where it's at. No. Fuck. They goddamn said, you know. It's fucking frustrating, man. It's frustrating, you know. So, well, yeah, Dara, but you got to be cool. I know. And then he looks at me like, I know, man. I know. He's like, Dara used to lord it over me when I was a kid, so I kind of, you know, toughened up as I got older and just sort of like, you know, quit giving me shit. Now he's just all, what's wrong with you, man? Fuck, man, I'm just talking about shit, you know? I love my iPhone, but Samsung has a better camera, hands down. Really, Ali, are you watching the chat on a phone? Carlos, I need a Phil-only Monday. I'm dealing with a breakup. No shit. Well, let's talk about that, Carlos. Paul Arce, you a doctor? Send the general through the chat. What do you mean send him through the chat? You mean do him on the thing? Phil, hi, this is Sarah. Love the show when Margaret Gray was dancing the Irish jig around the room for St. Patrick's Day. I was dying laughing. Still makes me smile. Thanks for being awesome. Thank you. Yeah, Margaret was doing that goddamn jig on Patty's Day, you know. I thought it would be funny if Bob Green was forced to do the jig, you know. Jeff, I'm a doc and deal with lots of reps. Love the hotties they send in. For a drug rep? Yeah, Jeff is a brain surgeon in Sacramento. That ain't no shit. Allie, taking a shot anyway. Anyone in? Allie, I got no booze in the studio here. I don't have my tequila or I would join you. This is kind of a non-booze night. I'm sorry about that. That's fucked, I know. But, you know, I like I said, I woke up late, and I couldn't get my shit together. And I said, the first thing I need is a cup of coffee in this world, you know. And Christopher, yeah, Ali, brandy here. You drinking, what kind of brandy you drink, Christopher? Nathan Smith is on bourbon. Paul is doing smack. King Cap, I'm fucking around. Paul says, yeah, I hear that it made our meetings interesting. Mostly models I worked with. King Cap, Red Fox died on stage, too. Did he? Seriously? Heart attack? Bozeman, Jeff, Phil, have you seen The Revenant yet? No, I have not, man. God damn it, I gotta see it. It's right there on my fucking Amazon and everything, and I gotta see it, and I wanna see it, and I would like to see it, and I should like to see it, but I haven't seen it. And Tom Hardy is like one of my all-time favorite actors on the planet fucking Earth. And, yeah, I hear it's great. No question. Count me in, Allie. High West Rye here. High West Rye. Woo! Allie's on the whiskey. Mm-hmm. Allie, what whiskey you drink? Cody Elms, my Mexican mules are too strong. I've had two, and I'm not sure I feel my legs. Here's my Mexican mule, Cody. Two shots of Sauza, and then a little can of Stolichnaya ginger beer in the thing with two of those giant ice cubes and one squeeze of lime juice. Jack. All right. Okay, shot at 9:41. I don't know if this has been asked, but any Android app coming? We don't have an app coming yet, Apathy. We will eventually, but I don't want to have an app that... you're right about Android. I don't want to do an app with... You know, it's not worth it, really, to do an app with Apple for our business. It may be worth it to have an app through an Android. And... You know, a good app, you know. But see, here's the thing about an app. It's a subscription site, right? So in order for you to come to our website and access our material, you still have to log in. So it won't be like, you won't be able to log in by way of the app unless we do a BSP-only app. So in other words, you have to immediately put your That would probably be worth it. But it also would discourage people from going to the website because they'd say, well, fuck this, I don't want to go to Phil's website. And most people are using mobile devices now. I'm just not a big fan of anything that does not give you... People are using mobile, so we want to make sure everything was mobile. We have a mobile site, but I don't know that I want to have an app that is strictly for BSPs on a mobile phone because nobody's going to go to the website then, I don't think, anyway. Whereabouts in Japan, Ali is asking, whereabouts in Japan are you, my brother? Who's in Japan? You're watching and listening on your phone, but typing on your computer, cool. Oh, King Cap is in Japan, that's right. I remember that. Whereabouts, I'll see Reggie, here in Petaluma at Jameson's Roaring Donkey, no joke, they have a large menu of Moscow Mule varieties. In Petaluma, sweet, at Jameson's Roaring Donkey. Wow. If the general goes through phones to kick ass, why not the chat, I guess? Oh, you want him to come through the phone on the chat? Carlos, do have any bullheads in Japan? King Cap, curious, do they talk about Fukushima at all in Japan? Probably. Jeff, Phil, can you spend more time on the Hour podcast with just one character to give more in-depth? You squeeze in several bits and it's too fast. That's a very good point, Jeff. Although I have to be honest with you, sometimes when I hear these bits, I think they go on too long, you know? So I'm glad to hear you say that, as opposed to what I've always feared, which is that the bits sometimes are too long. King Cap, Yokosuka, Japan. Is where he is. Who else? Anybody? You know, we used to do an international shout out on the radio show, and perhaps we should do that too with our BSPs. Tony, Cody Elms, huh? I did the one sip and done for a long time before I learned to pace myself and enjoy it. One sip and done. Man, that's a strong damn drink. King Cap, no, they didn't bring it up, Bernie G. They don't bring up Fukushima in Japan at all? Man, I guess the Japanese people just, you know, fucked up, clean it up, move on. Well, now it fucked up, clean it up, move it on. You know, you don't want to talk about it? No, don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, man. I got swept away. I got picked up by that fucking wave, and I was taken to the other side of the island, and it was not funny, and I don't want to do it anymore. And, I hear they have a video of that. Yeah, they got it on the overhead camera. My wife has it. She thinks it's a riot. She rolls it out every now and again at birthday parties. Mr. Henry, I love Jameson, but most of the time it's the cheap stuff, so it's black velvet. Yeah. Whiskey is, I don't drink that tannins booze. You know, the dark liquors, I can't take it. Although I used to drink Bushmills, used to throw up Bushmills quite a bit. Shit gives me a headache, man. God damn, I can still remember whiskey hangovers. Like, oh, man. Jeff, I like that idea. Phil's done something like that before with Margaret or the general guest hosting. Phil, let me spend more. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, that's a good point. When I have the guest host, I do that stuff. That's a great idea. Here is Jeff Baker and Bozeman. Bozeman, Jeff, King Philip, fun idea for BSP chat nights. We get to ask a question or two to our favorite character, and you answer while in character. Thoughts? Fantastic. Okay, King Cap, I'm looking to visit Nihon again soon to see my new nephew. Jonathan, give me a character and I'll speak in that character's voice. Some of Adam Carolla's Mangria for me. Mangria. Is that sangria, only you got to put your dick in it? I mean, I don't... Allie, I had Jameson the other day. I haven't stopped vomiting since... Thank you, Nathan. No, he said, I hadn't had it in a while and forgot how good it was. In fact, I totally forgot how good it was, and I thought it was bad. Then I remembered it was good, but by then I'd thrown my guts up and the ambulance was pulling up. Reggie, I need to use the sugar-free ginger beer in my mules or else. Type 2 diabetes, here I come. Regular ginger beer has like 30 to 40. Boy, no shit, man. No wonder that stuff just puts me away. That's a very good point. Allie, and practice my Nihongo. Now you guys are scaring me. What's Nihongo? Cody Elms, Tony, pacing is key. Long gone are the days of chugging Southern Comfort and throwing up in my friend's parents' bedroom. Ha ha. Now I throw up in my own parents' bedroom. I'm 51. I know, Cody. I added that on. Rick, I told my buddies about the Austin Marco way to stop drinking by going with the challenging sobriety method. They pissed their pants. They were laughing so hard. Has Austin been around in the past few years? First of all, Rick, you got to tell me, what's the challenging sobriety method? I got to know, because I don't remember that. Allie Nathan, yes, it's pretty smooth. Bernie G, Christopher, unfortunately, my company doesn't send me that way too often, so not sure. Where's that, Christopher? Oh. Weed, California, man. I hitchhiked through Weed. In fact, I met the chief of police of Weed on a train going to Seattle once. He was a great guy. He was this was 1990, but he said, what do you do? I said, I'm in broadcasting. I said, what do you do? He says, I'm a police chief. I said, what town? He says, up in Weed, California. Yeah. And he'd been with the San Jose police for a lot of years, and he got this job to be chief of police in Weed. Anyway, he's the guy that told me, for what it's worth, I said, when you hire cops, you know, I know you train them, but what kind of person, you know, what kind of personality? He says, I want a guy that is just, but tempers that with a knowledge of people and has some compassion. He says, I don't want a guy that's by the book. Yes, of course, you want your police to be by the book, he said, but I also want a guy to understand situations. And it was kind of an interesting conversation. I don't know whether it was anything unique. I'm sure most good cop police chiefs think that way. Good ones, you know. Who knows, man? Paul says, I must start chatting on the computer. The phone really blows for chatting purposes. It does. I used to start when I used to do the old chats. When we first started doing the chats, Paul, I used my phone because we'd be out at dinner. I'd be driving. I'd be on a jet ski. I'd be in a box car. You know, I'd be hopping freight cars and on my way somewhere to surf. And so I'd be just, you know, I'd be a bum. Just, what the hell you think you're doing here, boy? Said, I'm on a chat right now. So you want to fuck off and quit breathing on me? Jesus, you know, click, click, click. Next thing you know, I'd feel someone lifting me up right out of the boxcar. Paul, have you tried a Bluetooth keyboard? They're delicious, says MD Phil Fan. Cody Elms, toured Maker's Mark. Yeah, that shit's good. It was pretty cool, and the samples afterwards made it even better. Where's that, Cody? Maker's Mark. Is it Kentucky? How can you go whiskey tasting and come into, you know, I was driving through Kentucky once, and there's some cool shit in Kentucky. There's like the Corvette Museum and shit, and you know, Churchill Downs, and then they have like whiskey tasting, just like they have wine tasting in California. And I'm thinking, how the fuck could anybody? I'd be gone by the first tasting. I'd be gone. I got a message here from Lauren. I'm actually thinking, rather get the hell out of here and come up there tomorrow instead. All I really need are some more boxes, and then I can have the. Okay, baby, that's great. Cool. I was going to go to her old apartment and help her move tomorrow, but she says she's got an. God damn it. Okay. Thing is, I need to pick up Punch's drugs before I leave. Just spoke to the vet. They have great hours, but won't know when it's ready till tomorrow. Okay. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Phil, thanks. You're really entertaining. Much love. Where's everybody going? You guys leaving? I have it on my computer. Okay. I was thinking about getting one for my Android. Larry Spears, my favorite is Bud. I like how he has become more strong-willed and started to stand up for himself. Yeah. Phil, read more of the World of Phil entries on the show. Yeah, that's a great idea. Those lines are fucking great. Cody Elms, that's the awful thing about Jack Daniels and George.
Well, yo, Bud. Bud's like this.
You know, I used to do this thing, which was Billy, you know, it's news with Billy. You know, dun, 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 and now news with Billy.
The president, gave a speech and everything.
And now sports with Timmy.
Well, the Dodgers played a baseball game,
you know. And that would be it. So it's a very small step from that to.
And anyway, you know, so.
You know, and then I had that friend of mine who got his head caved in and when he rolled his Jeep. So, Bernie G, favorite line from Raj Fanin, three favorite American lies, checks in the mail, I'll only put the head in them, my neck hurts. Bullshit. Did I say that? 3 and my neck hurts. Is that really it? Favorite line from Raj Franeen. 3 favorite American lies. Checks in the mail. My neck hurts. Would love to hear Pastor William Rennick talks like this. You know. And you can't get too cartoon-like. You have to be. And this is based on Hosea Williams, who was a guy that I listened to in Atlanta a lot. Hosea Williams, an old civil rights preacher. Fantastic. I heard his show one night in Atlanta. And let me tell you, all the mountains we've climbed, all the things we had to do. So he was like this, you know. And so I got pulled over by Atlanta PD because I got toilet paper in the back of my car. Just because I go to Pick and Save and I buy that shit by the ton. They think I stole it? All right. Phil, back in the TRN days, I remember one night a nice-looking lady came on camera quickly and walked behind you for a few minutes. It dawned on me to ask, was that Lauren before she was your girlfriend? No. No. So Baker and Bozeman, cool. So I'd love to ask the general, Lauren is, I met Lauren in the summer of 2013. She's a professional. She was a writer, a producer, but she was also working in the wine business at the time, and I met her at a party in Los Angeles. So I'd love to ask the general, tell us about your proudest moment in Vietnam, our, and most embarrassing.
Well, I would say that the proudest moment I had in Vietnam was when we'd gone up the Phu Khi Trail, and what we were doing then was simply on patrol to make sure that we had good landing zones, because we're bringing, as you know, starting an operation, you've got to make sure you've got a place to bring your troops in, and you're bringing them by way of the Hueys, and so we had to make sure we had good LZs, and we encountered a company of NVA. Now, this is right near the demilitarized zone. It was right up there near Hue City at the time. And there was two companies of NVA that had moved into the area. And the top kick said to me, what do you want to do? I said, let's get cracking. So we went ahead and took care of that. Lickety-split.
Well, can you give us some specifics?
No, I'd rather not. But two companies of NVA. Yeah, we just... Not a problem at all, friend. Not a problem at all. You've got to be ruthless, but the thing you have to also be is decide on the operational plan as well as your tactical choice, and then go ahead and do it. And don't stop until the whole thing is done. You may be standing there with an empty 45 and your pants off, but by God, the job's done. The most embarrassing moment that I had in the NAM probably was when we had gotten done with a Christmas party, and they were going to take a few of us back to the Trang, which would be our headquarters there. And at that time, I'd made Lieutenant Colonel, and I went to step on the chopper, and I missed the rung. It took off, and I went down about, I'd say 100 feet, right into a rice paddy that some of these water buffalo had been shitting in all day. Now, the good news is it broke my fall. The shit did, the shit water. The bad news is, oh, man.
Did it smell?
No, it didn't smell. Yes, it smelled.
So there you go. Kentucky. Yeah, Lauren is great. Canadian whiskey. I grew up with Canadian whiskey because I grew up with Canadians. So my father had Canadian Club. My father loved Scotch whiskey, too. And I tell you, it's a funny thing. My dad drank, my mother drank. We had tops, 2 bottles in the house. That was it. He had a bottle of Scotch or bourbon. My mom had her sherry. That was it. I didn't grow up in a beer drinking family. And I got to drink. I love drinking beer because when you first start drinking, that's what you drink is beer. But I never acquired a taste for tequila or bourbon or any of that shit. And that was the drink of choice, you know, in the 60s and 70s. That was the tequila today. It was like in the 60s, it was bourbon and Scotch, you know, and shit and drinks like Tom Collins. Skippy and Frank is, Jeff, that's a good one. I got to do them on the phone, though.
It's Skippy here.
And I'm Frank.
Right, yes, about 25 minutes after the hour. 25 minutes after the hour, we got, I'm trying to do traffic with Commander Butthole, you know?
Yeah, I wish you guys wouldn't call me that.
Hey, come on, Commander Butthole.
Yeah, come on, Butthole. We got to find out what the traffic is.
Please don't call me Butthole. I only ask that just so you respect me.
Well, that's what we're doing. Got to call you the Butthole.
Yeah, come on, Butthole. Time's a-wasting, man. Don't be a Butthole. Give us the traffic.
You know what? Fuck you guys.
You know, something like that. Rick, Austin Amarca's challenging sobriety method would comprise of him holding a meeting for drunks and opening up a bottle of whiskey and setting it right in front of people in the meeting. He would then taunt them. Then the phones would light up and AA members were calling in. It was the freaking best. Challenging somebody, those. All right, welcome to today's double A, you know, AA meeting. I'm just going to have that right there. So how you doing, man? How's your sobriety going? And he's probably got the cap off, so the smell of it is just wafting through the room. All right, I really dig it, talking to you guys. I really do. And the hour goes ever so swiftly. But we got to go. Got to go. And I think you're all right. So let's do this next week. Call in next week. Not call in, but let's do a chat next week. I'll answer questions in character for you if you want. We can also talk about, let's get in more to our alcoholisms that we have, our alcoholisms. And also, we'll try to nail down Henry Kahn to a date. I know. But you have to understand these things are very, very sometimes quick to... Or hard to organize when in the middle of everything else that we're doing. I got to finish a script. Now, I'm not trying to sound all Hollywood on you, but that's one of the things that I got to finish by Sunday, because I got to get this fucking thing done, man, because we're going to pitch it pretty soon. And then I have to, Lauren's moving, and I have to get drunk. So these are all things that must be done. All right, guys. Now, this is always a fun thing. You know, this. I'm serious. We ought to stretch this out to 2 hours. Well, that's too much. Maybe 90 minutes. Well, I don't know. Something, man. All right, we'll see you guys next week. We will see you on Monday, of course. I hope you can make it for our Phil Henry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv Friday night here in California. If you're not in California, we will make plans very, very soon to come out and see you guys. Tampa, Atlanta, New York City, D.C. You know, these are some... Miami. Portland, Oregon. All right. Have a good night, you guys. And be safe.